This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is going to be some mixing of work with slightly less work this weekend for President Trump. He meets Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House tomorrow, followed by a bilateral weekend getaway down at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Golf, apparently, with some global trade on the side, because with the Trans-Pacific Partnership a distant memory, there are no small number of questions about the future of trade between the U.S. and Japan. Tokyo is the number three economy in the world. It is America's fourth largest trading partner. We swapped nearly $200 billion worth of stuff last year. So Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going from New York with where things stand on that and what might be ahead.
The two countries traded before TPP and will continue to trade now that it's dead.
The United States backing away from TPP should have negligible effects on the short term of the trade between the United States and Japan.
Robert Eberhardt tracks Japanese industry as a management professor at Santa Clara University.
Now, the reason is all the agreements that have governed our trading relationship since the 70s remain in place, particularly the overall agreements under WTO.
But many powerful American industries would like to see the situation change.
U.S. producers, agricultural producers, are very interested in the Japanese market.
Sheila Smith is Senior Fellow for Japan Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Whether it's the pork industry or whether it's some of the grain industries, there's a lot to be gained for our agricultural producers.
The TPP would have slashed tariffs for American farmers selling in Japan, but now it's back to the drawing board. Jim Schoaf is Senior Fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says it can be harder to cut a deal when there are only two countries at the table.
It becomes very zero-sum, and in many ways, TPP benefited from the fact that there were multiple players, and we could get concessions from Vietnam and Australia and others that kind of offset each of our interests in the process.
So if America wants a better deal for its farmers, Japan may demand a better deal for its truck makers. Matthew Goodman worked on Asia in the Obama administration and is now at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I think it's going to reopen all the so-called old issues of market access for U.S. agricultural products in Japan and trade in automobiles in particular.
This is an important relationship for both sides with tough talks ahead. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.